proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish life and practice. Under Jewish law, parents must have their male children circumcised. This operation, known as Brit Milah, that is to say, the covenant of circumcision, this operation involves the removal of the child's foreskin, usually 8 days after birth, unless the child has poor health. According to the Bible, God commanded the child's father to circumcise his child. In practice, though, a mohel, or circumciser, usually performs this operation using a sharp knife. The mohel has medical training and certification with regard to the procedure, and religious training in connection with the ritual laws of the company. To a Jew, circumcision functions as a sign of the covenant that existed between God and Abraham. In the 18th chapter of Genesis, God commanded Abraham, quote, "You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you," unquote. Every member of Abraham's household, including Abraham himself, underwent the procedure. An incident described in the 4th chapter of Exodus illustrated what might happen when a Jewish man failed to circumcise his male son. As Moses and his family journeyed to Egypt, God sought to kill him. His wife, Zipporah, took a knife and circumcised their son. After that, God let Moses go unharmed. Note, on that occasion, that God accepted the act of circumcision, even though performed by a non-Jewish woman. Some Jews today do not regard circumcision as a necessary requirement. For instance, adherents of Reform Judaism and Reconstructionist Judaism sometimes have a welcoming ceremony which they label Brit Shalom, or Covenant of Peace. The rabbinical organizations of those two denominations do not recognize the validity of the Brit Shalom, though. Jewish people tend to regard circumcision as a practice designed to set them apart from their non-Jewish neighbors. Oftentimes, the lack of circumcision was used to denote a derogatory reference to a non-Jew. David, for instance, referred to Goliath as, quote, "this uncircumcised Philistine," as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Samson, King Saul, and Jonathan likewise described the Philistines as uncircumcised. In time, this practice led to an attitude of spiritual superiority on the part of certain Jews. Nonetheless, these Jews, despite their professed beliefs, did not practice everything they preached. In the second chapter of Romans, Paul excoriated such Jews. He wrote, quote, "For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision," unquote. In other words, the apostle commented that ritual circumcision did not in and of itself suffice to make a person upright, if that person did not in fact live righteously. Many religious groups, apart from Jews, such as Muslims, practice circumcision. Indeed, nearly one-third of all males worldwide have gone through the procedure. For a Jewish person, however, circumcision has a different role to play. The practice functioned as a symbolic way of bringing newborn males into the community of Israel. And thus, circumcision marked how God distinguished the Jewish people from non-Jews, by including them in a covenant he had made with Abraham. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.